WFYI's August small studio session performance comes from Indianapolis rock duo Brother O' Brother. Jill Dittmeyer introduces us to the two men behind the music.
31-year-old guitarist Chris Banta grew up in Franklin. He went to IU, then returned to his hometown, where he works on cars and runs his own vinyl record label. 31-year-old drummer Warner Swopes grew up in Plymouth, Indiana. He took classes at Ivy Tech and then landed a job managing the Lowe's in Franklin, which is where Banta first met him.
This guy comes up to me and I go, "Hey man, you look kind of familiar." And I go, "Were you in a band or something?" He's like, "Yeah, I was in Nuclear After Party." I was like, "Oh, and I was in this band called Red Wire, what, yada, yada, yada." A couple years prior, we had played some shows together, three or four in a row. Neither one of our bands were very good. And I think like our lovable mediocrity brought us together on a lot of similar bills. But I remembered.
that's really good.
Is that a good?
I was going to say we didn't intentionally book those shows together. Just like, kind of all like, the mid-grade bands get thrown on the same thing.
So that's where we were. I was like, "Do you want to give it a try?" And he's like, "Sure." Like total happenstance. And then like 2 weeks later or something, we tried it and we're like, "Yeah, let's do it." That was it. There's like a million reasons this, like our band shouldn't exist. Our beautiful friendship. None of that.
Yeah, and we weren't really friends before, so we've become best friends over just out of just traveling together so much.
And it's been cool. Like, our wives have become, like, uber tight, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Let's break them, man!
That friendly collaboration plays a role when it comes to composing their music.
With a two-piece, it has to be a little more than that. There's got to be, the drums have to be a part of the song, not just the thing
background
that keeps the rhythm. Yeah.
We try to really focus on dynamics, where it's like, when it's smaller, quieter, cleaner part, like it needs to be super at that place. And then when it's big, just be as dumb and big as possible.
Grab a hold! Take the road! We're screaming! This ain't a joke!
They also focus on being as nice as possible.
That's the best part for me personally, is when the people are coming to us and like we run our own merch table and everything. We always want to be around the people that are enjoying our music, because why wouldn't you want to?
Something I always think about when someone comes and buys something from us, like I shake their hand, I ask for their name, because it's just like you want to put that name to a face and you might even remember it next time you're in that town. And like that means something to people. I know it would mean something to me. And yeah, just common courtesy.
Said I got a good love and I can't let her go. She's like a white dove.
The duo takes that common courtesy on the road, playing up to 100 dates a year.
Regionally, super busy. And then, I mean, we went out west from Cali all the way up to Seattle last
November.
Thanksgiving time. So we have a lot of like really crazy vinyl that's built us a, it's weird to say, like almost a, I don't know how big, but an international market where we've shipped records to like over 20 countries. And because of our vinyl market, we show up and there's already people there. They're like so excited to see us. And like, it's the weirdest thing.
Or maybe it's just what Banta and Wilson call the evolution of their music.
First thing our band wanted to do is put out an album. And then now we've got
three full lengths, two EPs, and like six or seven singles. And these are all on vinyl.
Yeah.
And people keep buying them.
The goal is always changing of what success looks like. But I think the end goal will be just to be able to look back and see all of the cool things that we've done.
For WFYI News, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.
You can see Brother O' Brother perform and hear the rest of their interview with Jill on our website, wfyi.org/smallstudio. Small Studio is made possible by a grant from the Herbert Simon Family Foundation and with support from Sun King Brewing.